Greetings, Commanders, and welcome to Episode 4 of Elite Pilots Academy. I'm Commander Adel of Ice, and flying my wing this evening, I'm joined by the lovely Commander Karash.
Greetings, Commanders.
So, Commander Karash during LaveCon was fairly good, I believe, at docking, so I thought he'd be the excellent assistant, glamorous assistant, beautiful, lovely assistant, just don't tell his wife, to help me with explaining how we do some docking. How about you pretend that I know nothing and we're not sitting here looking at the lovely Vandenberg Cooperative Station in Wired, and what the heck do I do?
Excellent, yeah. There's quite a few steps to actually getting docked in the game, and it's all kind of based on the realism that Frontier are trying to build up in here. So the first thing you have to do is go over to the left-hand panel of your ship, make sure you go to the contacts and select it. You then get the option to request docking on that particular station. You have to do that first because there's this idea of getting clearance, and there are other players in the game, other NPCs that are going about their business, getting into the docking bay at the same time as you. So you need to get that clearance first to make sure that you've got an available slot. Once you've got that, you can start making your approach.
What happens if I don't actually request docking and just fly right in without permission?
So the game, even at this stage in the beta, there's already the concept of a legal system, various things that you can get in trouble for. You will get a trespass warning, and you'll not be able to request docking clearance until that trespass warning has cleared. So you have to get yourself clearance first.
Never without permission, as they might say. Right, well, I will request docking permission and let's see if I'm actually allowed to dock. Oh, I'm granted, and I have docking bay 21.
Yeah, exactly. Excellent. So I'm on docking bay 4. I mean, at the moment, the pads are pretty much aligned and assigned to users randomly. You just get a random number in there. You get 10 minutes to dock once you've got clearance. That's more than enough to get into the station, really, because you can just make the approach really, really gently, slowly get into there. So as in with the original game, all of the stations rotate to give the effect of gravity, so that docking port is turning around, but it's very, very gently turning it around when you get close to the center of it, so it's not too difficult to keep the rotation of your ship in line. So you basically just creep in slowly and just keep tapping that rotation to the left to keep the station in the right orientation for you.
So they're always rotating counterclockwise, are they?
Yeah, it's a standard thing that the game does on, so the rotation is just...
Right, so no Australian stations where they rotate clockwise.
Always in that common direction.
That would be quite funny if you went down south and find the other way.
Not on this side of the galaxy. We need to explore a little more, though.
Right. Well, I've got 8 minutes, apparently, to try and land this thing. So shall I just floor it and see what I get in? Or what's the good way to make an approach?
Well, like I said, I mean, you can start off gently. You can, really just build up that speed. Once you get used to it, you can get in really, really quickly. But to begin with, you might as well just slowly go in. You've got plenty of time to do it. Once you've got into that initial docking port, then's a good time to drop your landing gear down. There isn't a key binding for it, but what you can do is go over to the right-hand panel of your ship. You can head to functions and go down to landing gear and deploy them. So once you get up close, I mean, you'll get allocated a pad. So on the inside of each station, there's various pads of different sizes for different ships, and you'll get a certain pad number. That'll actually highlight on the compass just to the right of the center of your console there, so you'll get a little yellow indicator there showing you where your pad is.
Well, that's handy, I was wondering, because I can see pad 4 upside down and above me, but I can't actually see my pad at the moment.
Yeah, so once you get in through that docking port at the front of the station there, you'll get that little indicator on the compass, and you can go in, head up to that pad and approach it gently. Once you get within a certain distance of it, it's only about 10-20 meters, you then get the UI at the front there will change into this the indicator giving you your alignment and your position.
Is it best to just fly like you normally would, sort of with pitch, yaw, and roll and things like that, or maybe using thrusters or what's?
Yeah, on the approach, I kind of swoop down at the pad like much like what an aircraft would do approaching a runway. I swoop down low. Get close to that pad. You know, at that point I'm only really doing about 30-40 meters per second. You know, you can do it faster if you really need to, but you know, there's no rush. But there's no need to, there's plenty of time, like I said, 10 minutes. So you get up close to that pad and the indicator changes. You'll get this nice little, there's a readout below the indicator, tells you how many meters to the side forward and above the pad you are, which is handy. So you just start to make that approach. If you, like I said, if you swoop down at it like an airplane, you tend to be aligned pretty centrally, from side to side, but you just need to get that forward and back motion. Once I'm immediately above the pad, then, by thrusting forward gently, I'll come to a complete halt, zero thrust, and then you can use whatever key bindings you have to use the thrusters to go down vertically.
Right, and I believe there's also docking overrides for our keys as well, just in case you want to have your other commands more easily accessible.
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually a really, really cool thing, because, you know, even like with the X52 Pro, you've got all the buttons there, and there's a separate little hat control to enable the thrusters to go up and down. But you can change that around, so as soon as you're in docking mode, all of your key bindings would swap to thrusters, for example. So your normal forward back motion, you might change that to map it to up down motion instead, which is really, really handy, that fine control when you get close.
Yeah, right. Well, I've actually managed to successfully dock in the station. Have you docked already, or are you still flying around outside?
Yeah. So I just landed on the pad just now, so we can go to taking off, if you like.
Do we need to request takeoff? Because that's something I remember in Frontier. You didn't ask for takeoff and you got blasted out the sky.
Yeah, absolutely. So at the moment, there's no option to just decide to just lift off the pad and launch away. The problem is when your ships actually land in a station, they get tucked away into a hangar bay, usually by default. So you have to request clearance. You have to go back to air traffic control and request launch clearance. What will happen then is you'll get taken out of that docking bay from below decks and lifted up on the landing pad. Is actually doubles as like an elevator for your ships. So that'll launch you up. There's actually two options you get. You can choose to enter the hangar, and you can choose to leave the hangar, which will leave you on the pad, but obviously you can then get to the option to launch.
Okay, so we select launch then, I assume.
Yeah, so you can click that launch button.
Okay, I will click that. And I'm being very nicely spun around.
The pads actually, they rotate around 180 degree and tuck you away underneath the decks there. But obviously, let me just press this button, sorry.
Right, I'm very carefully just accelerating upwards to the middle of the station.
Cool. So yeah, so that's a very good thing to do, actually, because the exit to the station is right in the centre there. That tends to be a good way of getting off the launch pad, is to just thrust directly up into the centre there. And then once you're lined up with that exit door, you can just throttle forward and you can just approach the exit.
All right. I notice, actually, we've got some nice red and green lights. Do they mean anything, or are they just pretty pictures?
Well, there's been no indication of what they are supposed to be from Frontier, but I think a lot of people guessing that you're supposed to pass on the green side, because when you go outside the exit, the lights are the opposite color. So the assumption is there is an idea of like a lane system, so ships can pass by each other.
It would be nice if maybe the airlock were a red side and a green side or something like that. Maybe. Something's scraping out here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think he's just got scanned, so he's getting shot at right now.
I'm just watching another NPC commander having its shields attacked by something.
Yeah. You notice on the way out, actually, the rotational correction kicked in for your ship, so you didn't have to align quite as well as on the way in.
Although I've noticed, because that rotational correction sometimes kicks in, if you're going through very slowly, then the rotational correction will actually start rotating you into the side of the docking bay.
Yeah, it's a bit unexpected the first time you see it, but, you know, much like all the other elements of the game,
yeah,
you can actually go into the right-hand panel and turn that off if you don't like it, or if you want more of a challenge.
I don't know anyone who actually flies with rotational correction turned off as a regular feature.
Oh, I can give it a go.
I've done it, but I wouldn't want to do it.
It certainly makes it harder. I mean, that's one of the things I've always appreciated about the series, is this, you know, it really is up to you to play it the way you want to play it, you know, and I think that's really cool that we've got the option to do that sort of thing.
Right. I think, well, we've managed to land, we've managed to take off. So we've taken off, we've landed. One other thing that people have problems with, especially Commander Fozza Forrester, is finding the front door of the space station. So you jump in from Super Cruise. How do you? Is there any tricks that you could give to actually finding the front door?
Yeah, so it depends on the type of station. I mean, the typical Coriolis station is the most difficult one, because it's quite symmetrical and it looks similar from both sides. But like we said right at the start here, the stations are always rotating counterclockwise when you're facing them towards the docking bay. So that's the key thing to look for. On the Coriolis stations, it's around that axis, so one side of that panel is going to be rotating clockwise. You don't want to head towards that one. You definitely want to head towards the other side of the station if you're coming up from that angle.
I've also noticed that on the back of the Coriolis, they've got red lights on the back of them, actually. Although they do only appear when you're very close.
Yeah, they do have some subtle little indications there, like art-wise. There's a range in which they actually pop up in there. One of the key indicators of the front of the station, actually, is they tend to have the advertisements and the various other lights lit up. They're very, very brightly lit up on the front of the station, and the rear of the station tends to be quite dim and uninviting, usually.
Usually they've got the ring at the front, but I found a couple of them have the ring at the back. So I haven't quite figured a reliable way yet of identifying which is the front door when you visit an Orbis from the front for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing with this station in particular, really, is quite a unique design. I mean, we're starting to see now in Beta all the different station designs, the variations, and each one is obviously going to be completely distinct in the full game. So, yeah, it does take a little bit of getting used to. What you tend to see is that the docking bay areas have a common shape and style to them. This one in particular is this kind of elongated cylinder here. So that's usually the key indicator. The back of the Orbis stations tend to be like the angular, blocky kind of cargo hold sections and various things like that. So you do get used to the shapes and the styles of the stations as you see them all.
Yeah, I think this station's brilliant. I love the solar panels and things like that this one's got.
Yeah, this is definitely one of more the luxury stations, I think, given the interior as well.
It is a very, very pretty station. Right, well, thank you very much for joining me, Crash. And anything you want to plug before you vanish?
No.
Just want to let you know that I'm also going to be vacationing somewhere in the vicinity of the Barnard system for the next few weeks. So I'll probably be back at the end of August, beginning of September. All right, well, thank you very much and fly safe. This podcast is covered by the Creative Commons non-commercial share-alike license. Elite Pilot Academy was created using assets and imagery from Elite Dangerous with the permission of Frontier Developments PLC for non-commercial purposes.